Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Two balls, two strikes. The lead at first for Tena, held by Wagaman. Tarnock delivers and calls, swings, chops it back to the pitcher. Throw to second, wide, but held. Throw to first. Double play, and the game's over. The throw almost too wide, held by Edwards, the second baseman. They get a 1-4-3 double play. The game and the series over. The Marlins win all three here in Washington.
You can get swept by the Mets. You can't get swept by the Marlins.
That's their first sweep this year. That's their first one.
They're one game back of the Nats now, by the way.
Hey.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. The wheels are off the wagon. Nats have lost eight in a row, and they are two for the month of June as we play on here on June 16th. Brady House gets the call to make his debut tonight. We'll talk to Josh Wetzel, who's the play-by-play voice of the Rochester Red Wings, coming up in our Beltway Blitz. Mark Zuckerman of Masson Sports joins us at 6 o'clock to discuss the state of the Nats tonight as well. But right now, we're taking your calls at 800-636-1067 on Davey Martinez and the hot seat and what they should do, if changes need to be made on the staff. You know, I guess point blank, Danny, I wouldn't fire Davey, but again, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I don't really fire coaches in season almost ever. It would have to get, you know, we'd have to be fast forward 2-3 weeks and they're like two for the next stretch, and maybe then I go, this is just embarrassing and I've got to do something. I don't think we're quite there yet, but just because I never feel like you're almost there. But that is different than I wouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have a different third base coach probably today. I'm not even saying it's his fault, but if they made a hitting coach change, it would totally be understandable. It's just like pulling a goalie. You got to figure something out.
Got to do something.
You created this issue, but what about you? Where are you at on making a change?
Yeah, I think I would have made a change over the weekend too. I don't think it's the Davey level, but I would have said, hey, we need some sort of acknowledgement. And you don't become one of these coaches in Major League Baseball without the understanding, direct understanding. This is not a job security profession. This is not one of those.
Results?
It's not a tenure for life thing just because you teach sociology. You're probably out. I would have changed Darnell Coles, and I probably would have changed the third base coach as well.
It's never about coaching. Was just a bad comment.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's just the wrong comment to make. That means coaching's
so
irrelevant.
So no coach had ever been fired?
Right.
Ever?
Well, it means coaching's irrelevant, and it just means, okay, then swap everybody in and out. What's the difference, right? It's just not true. Some coaches are better than others, like a third baseman or a starting pitcher or a chef in a restaurant or a cop. That's how jobs work, right? Somebody is good and somebody is bad, and your job's to figure out who's who. My biggest frustration, though, it's not one comment. It's not the losing streak, although that's been awful. My biggest frustration still is a 10,000-foot view thing. They're basically in the same spot. They'll win seven here. They'll lose seven there. But they're in the same spot for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
With their prospects having graduated, Brady House is the last of the guys coming. That's really the big-ticket items from the minor leagues in terms of the bats. And they've done nothing to supplement those guys with money and veterans. Inexcusable. That's the frustration. But coming into the year, they're a 75-ish, 74 to 79 win team from a talent standpoint. And they're going to finish probably in that pocket, I would say. So I kind of sit here and I watch and I go, the fast food place is serving me fast food. My expectations are mostly being met based on the roster. I'm paying $14 at a drive-thru for a burger and fries, and I'm getting a $14 meal that occasionally they're screwing up. That's what happens when you pay $14
mm-hmm.
for your meal. They shouldn't win the East with this roster. They shouldn't make the wild card with this roster. That having been said, and I think this is where fans are really livid, this stretch is not okay. Like, it's one thing to kind of be middling, and for most of the year, they were. They were 5-6 under 500 or 4 under 500.
There's a bunch of teams in that window,
right,
yeah.
But you're mostly playing over 500 baseball since week one, and James Wood's shining, and C.J. Abrams has been good, and Mackenzie Gore's a dude. And so people were pretty okay with it for the most part. This last 2 weeks, you can't do the we're ready thing and then do that and not expect people to be really, really upset. Coming at the heels of 5 years of waiting. That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
I mean, 21, 22, 23, 24, and now 25. And 2020 sucked as well. I just give you a pass on that because of the pandemic, and you actually had a good roster.
I do too.
That was worth going to see. We couldn't go to the ballpark, but this is five seasons in a row of fans being at the park watching a bad product, And at some point, they're going to start to turn. And it's definitely happening.
I think the turning's happening now.
Especially when the offseason came and went, when you were supposed to do something. And I don't think that's a, you know, a Davey problem or even maybe a Rizzo problem. It's bigger than that, but it is where we are right now. And oh, by the way, prices aren't going down. You want to go to the game?
Yeah.
Still expensive. You're just seeing the fifth year of whatever this is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.